I'd like to call this regular meeting of the New Britain Common Council to order of May 13, 2015, at 7:57 p.m. Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Alderpersons Truworthy. Magnuszewski.
Here.
Black.
Present.
Collins.
Here.
Platosh. Sanchez. Carlozzi.
Here.
DeFranzo.
Here.
Salvio.
Here.
Pavone.
Here.
Giantonio.
Here.
Smedley.
Present.
Salerno.
Here.
Naples.
Here.
Walensky.
Here.
13 present, Your Honor.
Thank you. Can we all please rise for the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance?
There he is.
He's coming.
Could the record reflect that Alderman Platosh is here?
Thank you.
Thank you.
O God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the love our mothers have given us and how they have been an integral part of our lives. May we see your loving hand behind them, guiding them. Mom's job is never easy, whether it's running the household, keeping the pre-computer social network alive and well, the gentle embrace, the kiss on the forehead, the comforting words, or an occasional slap upside the head. Moms are an integral part of our lives. We pray that our mothers never run out of love, time, or patience. We ask you to bless our mothers with your special love. We ask this in thy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can you please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, which Mr. Brooks will lead us in.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Brooks. Before we do the minutes, I just would like to address a few quick things, and then I will excuse Chief Wardwell from being here this evening because he needs to go home and get some sleep, which I think we all can agree on. It's been an interesting few days. I'm sure everyone here has been paying attention to the news. All of you watching at home, thank you all for your patience while the details unfold with the case that we are currently dealing with. I want to give a big shout out to the New Britain Police Department, Chief Wardwell, who has done an absolutely fantastic job with handling the situation, which is certainly not easy to do when you're dealing with something of this magnitude. So thank you for all your hard work and all the departments that we have been working with across the state to be able to get some justice for those who lost their lives almost 15 years ago. So thank you, Chief. Also, on that note, we did have another event occur this morning where a four-year-old's life was saved by one of our New Britain police officers, Officer Frank Serwick. I think that's how you pronounce his name, who immediately sprung to action and saved the life of a young child on 4 years old on Charles Street. So I would like to give him the utmost appreciation and thanks for all his hard work. And I know the family is certainly very, very happy to have him home tonight. And on another good note, baby Healy has arrived, which is why John Healy is not here this evening. So we'd like to congratulate John, which I know you're watching at home and you're upset that you're not here right now. But congratulations to him and his wife on the birth of their baby boy, John Joseph Jr., who will go by Jack. We are very happy to welcome a new addition to the mayor's office. So welcome, Jack. Does any other alderperson want to make a point of personal privilege this evening? Alderman Carlozzi?
Thank you, Your Honor. I just want to take a couple of minutes. A couple of weeks back, a gentleman, a longtime New Britain resident, passed away. You know, New Britain over the years has certainly had its fair share of brave men and women who have gone throughout the world, served this country, and have also done many, many just amazing things throughout the world and throughout our country. Mr. Ray Green was a gentleman that I got to meet when, I don't know, back in the 60s as a member, since we both went to the same church. Mr. Green was always a man of great integrity, great warmth, a devilish smile, a twinkle in his eyes, he was an amazing patriot, and, loved his service to this country, loved nothing more than his family, his church, his city, and his country. He was buried in his sailor whites. which is an amazing thing for a man of 2 weeks shy of 90 years old. But certainly St. Jerome's Church is a little sadder without him being there. Up until just recently, he was one of our ushers. And up until just recently, he would be there at the door, and he would open the door for anyone that came in. He would say good morning, and he would, you know, do a little bow down like that. And whenever I came on Sundays and he was there opening the door, I would just give him a little salute. And he's just a great man. I know he was most proud of his Irish heritage as well. And this year he was able to serve, I believe, as New Britain's Grand Marshal.
You got it.
From the New Britain contingent at the St. Patrick's Day Parade. I understand, I wasn't there that night, but I understand he sang some amazing Irish songs. And he had he didn't go to high school, and I mean, he didn't finish his high school or college before he served, but he certainly went well beyond that when he came back. And earned himself master's degrees and taught in Middletown High School, taught at Central, just did incredible things. So I would like to take a moment of silence for Mr. Green and the Green family and express our condolences. A great, great patriot, a great citizen of New Britain, and someone who I viewed as just an amazing man, a gentleman, someone who we should all emulate in how we live our lives. Thank you, Your Honor. Moment of silence.
Yeah. Stand, bow your heads, whatever you wish. Remembrance of Ray. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Alderman. Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. I just want to point out for the record that Alderman Sanchez is not with us this evening because he's recovering from an injury. And as I said last night at the budget hearing, he's still having some mobility issues. So we all wish him well. And he may be watching as well. So
we got to tell everybody why. I mean, he was doing something for charity. So it was an injury.
Oh, yeah.
It was
hoops for the homeless, from what I understand, and playing basketball that he had sure exactly what, and I don't want to divulge any personal health information being working for an insurance company, so PHI is not coming out here.
Bottom line is he was doing something good for the community when he got hurt.
Doing something good, injured himself, and we wish him well and a speedy recovery. Thank you.
And he's texting to see if he needs to really be here.
Oh, well, there you go.
Going down the line, Alderman Salvio.
Yes. Yes, I rise for a point of personal privilege. This, for the past, maybe a couple of months, we have had a council committee meeting here to try to come to grips with something that nobody likes to do, and that is to have our compensation committee meet. They haven't met for quite a while, and they decided to bite the bullet this year and meet as suggested. Now, some of what I'm going to say is going to be unpleasant, but it still has to be said. We all take an oath to try to promote the general welfare of the city, and that includes everybody, even us, and to try to promote the general welfare of in whatever we do and whatever votes we take. So our council duties call on us to do that. We all vote on the same things. It doesn't make any difference if you're a district alderman or if you're at large or et cetera. We all vote on the same things. So it kind of makes me laugh sometimes when say so-and-so is not my alderman, ask him or ask her or whatever the case may be. But anyway, this year we have approved, well, in the past year and a half, contracts for 1186, police, fire, teachers, and I'm not sure who else, but we've approved contracts for them, and they all get raises. Some of them get raises twice because their salary schedule calls for an increase in salary when they increase because they've been in there for another year. And then they get a raise on top of that because we've changed the contract and made it larger. So they get a step raise plus another type of raise, which I don't know what to call. But in any case, that means there were a lot of people in this town that worked for the town. I mean, well over 2,000, I would say, that got raises this year. And yet there are some people, which one of our local newspapers described as, well, they knew what they were getting in for when they, when they tried to get elected to a position. They knew what the position paid, et cetera, et cetera. So they should have known that you don't necessarily get raises every year. But nonetheless, those people are not slaves. They were included in the Emancipation Proclamation. So they should get something. And so we have this committee that meets biennially, or is supposed to meet biennially to discuss raises that they should get. So when it turns out that we consider that even though they haven't received a raise, at least not been considered for a raise, since 2007, they should have gotten something. And yet they got nothing. They got absolutely nothing. Now, that doesn't seem fair to me. As a matter of fact, I think it's a disgrace that this city should have taken care of well over 2,000 people this year. Okay, city employees. Matter of fact, some of those very people that got raises in 1186 work under the supervision of people that didn't get any kind of raise. Now, regardless of what you think about those people, and here's a case where I don't know if this actually comes into consideration, but practically every elected official that was considered for a raise this year didn't get one. And then with the exception of two that I can think of, they're all Republicans that are elected officials. So I'm saying to do what's fair sometimes is difficult. But I hope that it's not another 2 years before this committee meets and before we do the right thing. And I think it is the right thing. And give these people the compensation that the job that they have to do deserves. So I thank you very much.
Thank you, Alderman. Alderwoman Collins, for approval of the minutes.
Your Honor, I make a motion to accept the minutes from our regular meeting of April 8th, 2015. Second. Accept and adopt.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky. Questions, comments, changes? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are accepted. Amendments to the agenda. Alderwoman Collins.
Thank you, Your Honor. The amendments to the agenda. We have a substitute D, and we have an additional resolution number 11. Which needs to be placed between resolutions 8 and 9.
Seconded by Alderman Belinsky. Any questions, comments? So the addition of 11 will be placed in between resolution 8 and 9. Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
All the persons Trueworthy.
Yes.
Magashevsky.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
14-0, Your Honor.
Thank you. Motion carries. On to petitions, Mr. Clerk.
Yes, we have several this evening.
Okay.
First one is from Alderwoman Suzanne Belinsky. Please investigate noise complaint pertaining to the use of tractor-trailer engine brakes in the area of Harper Square to Black Rock Avenue up to Corbin Avenue. Residents have complained that due to a tractor-trailer parking area, tractor-trailers use their engine brakes all hours of the day and night, causing disturbances. Please investigate the possibility of posting signage restricting use of engine brakes in this area. Plainville currently has signage restricting use of engine brakes. However, the restriction is limited to the Plainville area, and the issue persists when entering into New Britain.
Thank you. We'll send that to the Police Commission.
Number two is from Alderman Adam Platosh. Please investigate possibility of installing a street light at utility pole number 3056 on Linden Street. Residents have complained about a lack of lighting for the area and have requested a light to be installed.
Okay, we'll send that to Public Works and the Police Commission.
Number three is from Attorney Michael Carrier. To amend the zoning map pursuant to Section 175-10 of the Zoning Ordinances of the City of New Britain to create an adaptive reuse of non-used or underutilized industrial buildings district, ARUD, in parentheses, for the property known as 321 Ellis Street, situated in the General Industry Zone I-2 in accordance with the attached master plan prepared by Partners for Architecture dated April 3rd, 2015.
Thank you. So that's going to get sent to City Plan and the Zoning Committee of the Council.
Okay. Number four is from Alderman Daniel Salerno. Please conduct a traffic study of Church Street in the area between Stanley Street and Fairview Street. There have been numerous complaints of excessive speeding in the area.
Police Commission.
Okay. Number five from Alderman Wilfredo Pabon. Please conduct a traffic study of Brook Street. There have been many complaints of cars excessively speeding at all hours of the day.
Police Commission.
Okay. Number six is from Alderman David DeFranzo. Please install no parking signs the length of Bassett Street. Current signs are either faded or have been removed.
So we'll send that one to Public Works and to the Police Commission.
Okay, that's it, Your Honor.
Thank you. Consent agenda, Alderwoman Collins.
Your Honor. The following items are off of consent. That would be item D and item P. Are there any other items that anyone wants
D
off?
D
item
what?
P.
D
is
in dog.
It's items D and item P off of consent agenda. Therefore, the following items are on consent. Item A, B, C, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, Q, and R.
An S. Oh. Seconded by Alderman Belinsky. Questions, comments on the consent agenda? Mr. Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Alderpersons Truworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
14-0, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. First up, item D, Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt item D.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
Through you to Ms. Boguslawski, I just had a couple questions on this one, and I think we had some discussion, and she and I had some discussion on it. And the reason being that this is one of those very rare occasions where we are not selecting the lowest bidder, but there are extenuating circumstances behind it, which surround customer service and also some savings with regards to this particular provider being able to reduce postage by combining the bills. So I just wanted to allow her to maybe speak to that, why we did not go, we went with Quality Data Services in their bid.
Okay, thank you. Well, last year, I'm sure you are all familiar with the nightmare we encountered with using the low bid vendor who was based out of state. But that doesn't mean we can't have a successful rapport with a vendor outside of state. We did before with Triangle Systems a few years prior. But this year, we're changing softwares. We're switching to Quality Data, which is a very daunting software. It has a lot of functionality. But it's a huge learning curve, so I feel at the same time we don't want to be switching bill printer providers because you have a smoother technology exchange between the software provider, knowing what needs to be put on the printed bill and knowing the Connecticut state statute knowledge as far as information that needs to be captured there. So they also have been providing printing services in the state of Connecticut for about 20 years, software for about 30 years, so they are definitely, in this scenario, at this time, the most knowledgeable and the most efficient way to go as far as a bill printer. When you take into account the effective unit price would be about 0.165, and the postage savings there. It's only almost comparable to the lowest bidder.
Okay, and another concern, through you, Your Honor, another concern, it's my understanding that they're very familiar with the Connecticut state statutes.
Yes.
And there's some changes that have just undergone with regards to that.
Yeah, I mean, this day and age, they're constantly updating things on the software side as far as state statute changes, stuff with lien fee posting. And if you're not up to date with the statute changes and how you need to change the software, it can affect things dramatically down the road, and then you're doing catch-up and troubleshooting after the fact versus being proactive and having those things already in the system.
Okay, and through you again, Your Honor. So therefore, it was your determination that this was the lowest, the most responsible
yes.
bidder in
lowest
compliance
qualified.
With the needs?
Exactly.
Okay, thank you. Thank
okay.
you, Your Honor.
Oh.
Alderman Carlozzi, questions?
Thank you, Your Honor. Ms. Blagoslawski, how are you tonight?
Oh, fine. How are you?
Good. So, okay. Question. I'm familiar with QDS's work. I also know that they do appraisal services. Are we switching and having them do appraisal services?
I don't
us?
Believe so. That's.
I mean, I know that. I know that's not necessarily in your department.
I honestly didn't know they did appraisal services. But yeah, that's a good thing to run by Mr. Konek.
I didn't. Well, it's not as.
Yeah, we're not.
Yeah, I'm just going to say I know
okay.
that they do. I know that they do it. I just was wondering if we were going to lose Vision Appraisal to. Help.
Oh no, absolutely not.
Okay.
That I'm aware of.
Great, thank you, Your Honor.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Blagoslawski.
Thank you, Ms. Tax Collector.
Okay.
Any further questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Item P, Alderman DeFonso.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to make a motion to accept item P.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins. The floor is yours.
Thank you. So I just wanted to thank Mr. Lupo for the work that he did to put this together. This was a report back on a petition that I had asked for about the future of the pediatric services provided at the Hospital of Central Connecticut, because I had heard some concerns from some local folks that the hospital may or may not be considering transferring some or all of those services to points outside of New Britain, and I was interested to see what the hospital's feelings on that were and what impact that would have on city residents as well as our other community providers here in the city. So I guess the good news for now is that the hospital is not planning on moving that service out of the hospital at this time. Mr. Lupo left a voicemail for me this afternoon indicating that. So I think that's a good thing. But I do this think, and I know the mayor is aware of this also, is that, you know, going forward, we've had this merger affiliation between Hartford Hospital and Hospital of Central Connecticut. And whoever's on the city council after the elections in November, I think it's really important that we keep a serious eye on what's taking place up there, because there are a number of services that are being moved from the hospital in New Britain to points outside of the city. And not only does that impact the services that we provide here at the hospital, but it certainly impacts jobs that local people can have access to here in New Britain. So I want to thank Mr. Lupo for the report that he provided. As it says in the last part of the report there, the hospital is committed to maintaining a transparent relationship with the city and providing us any information about their future with regard to this pediatric services. So I think it's important just for all of us to be aware of that going forward. So I just thank Mr. Lupo and urge adoption.
Thank you, Alderman. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. On to resolutions. Number one, Alderwoman Belinsky. Sorry.
Thank you, Your Honor. Make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number one.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderman Giantoni.
Resolution number one is a revision to the merit rules. Basically, what we're doing here, and there was some discussion in committee on this as well, that we are trying to, as close as possible, mimic what is done in the police department with regards to what they call in the police department lateral transfers, to allow, we have police officers from other communities that can come and are then eligible to apply, and the chief goes through a rigorous screening process and a testing process, and then they can be hired, and we save all the costs of training because they're already a police officer. We're trying to do that as well with the fire department, and so what this language is enabling, it is enabling Chief Renalter, who I believe is here, I just can't see him past the pillars, to insert, it's allowing us to insert language to allow Chief Renalter to, and an applicant coming from another town, whether he be working for another fire department, a municipal fire department, or if he is, or she is coming, working for a volunteer department and has gone through certain standards and qualifications. There was some, so that then they would be eligible to be hired. That's the intent. There were some concerns in committee with regards to testing, having someone potentially from a volunteer department not going through the testing that is also utilized in the police department. So therefore, Chief Renalter and Ms. Levine have said that those safeguards would be put in place so that someone coming from another town, you know, if they're an officer, there's a personnel file and all that, that Chief Wardwell would have access to that. Potentially, maybe Chief Renalter wouldn't, and so that puts some additional safeguards in place to ensure that the person is qualified and passed the test that would be required for any other fire person, firefighter that we would hire. So I urge adoption. And as I said, Chief Renalter's here if there's other questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Questions? Comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 2, Alderman Naples.
Your Honor, I move to accept and adopt resolution number 2.
Seconded by Alderman DeFronzo.
This, unfortunately, is a lot of pages to get to the last section, which removes, does two things. It removes the exception, which allowed up to, I think, 400 pages, free freedom of information. Most of it was being used and taken advantage of by attorneys who were charging it back. It was a big problem for the town clerk, so that one got, that exemption got taken out. And then at the request of Corporation Counsel, there was a definition added to clarify what an indigent individual means, and basically that's it. I urge adoption.
Thank you, Alderman. Any further questions, comments on resolution number 2? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Goodbye, Chief. See you later. Have a good night. Resolution number 3, Alderwoman Valinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 3.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
This resolution is for our next generation 911 and video over the state 911 system. Apparently, we're going to be a pilot for this. And what it also does is it's authorization for our conversion system for the computer dispatch in public telecommunications. Mr. Donnelly's here. I'm sure that Alderman Smedley could probably do more justice to this resolution than I am, but basically what we're doing is we're contracting with KT International for $22,000 to perform the work, and I urge adoption. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions, comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4, Alderwoman Valinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. Make a motion to accept and adopt item 4.
Second, Your Honor.
Seconded by Alderwoman Collins.
Again, this one is Public Telecommunications Department, and it is for the annual maintenance and support of the Heartbeat Computer Assisted Dispatch System. It is again with KT International, and this is it is for the annual maintenance price of $25,500, and it is our shared maintenance cost. We share it with several other towns as listed in this, and through CROG we can coordinate the maintenance costs in with between the cities, and I urge adoption. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Smedley.
I just want to add that this was also a request by Mr. Donnelly for concessions in the contract, so we're achieving a savings through this because we are one of the originating cities. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 5, Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion that we accept and adopt item number 5.
Seconded by Alderman DeFronda.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is a resolution regarding to increase the streetscape improvement appropriation for downtown streetscape phase 3 project. The City of New Britain has been selected to receive a federal grant fund with a maximum amount of reimbursable totaling $3,122,800. So we would be increasing the expenditure and then also increasing the revenues from the federal grant, from federal grants to that amount. And I urge its adoption. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Questions, comments? Alderman Truitt.
Thank you, Your Honor. I do have a quick question through you two. I believe this would be for Mr. Moriarty.
Director Moriarty, if you would please come forward.
And this would be, I had a brief discussion. Good evening, Director Moriarty. How are you? Thank you, through Your Honor. To Mr. Moriarty, I had a brief conversation with Acting Director Wolf about the fine, both for this one and for the next one. When we originally did the bond authorization for the streetscape, when the city did the bond authorization or the city council authorized the bonds, were we anticipating this $3.1 million?
Yes, we bonded for the city portion of the projects that were at that point in plan for. We did not bond for the grant portion of the projects.
Perfect. And the same is true for the following resolution, number 6?
Yeah, it's a little different. That's for streetscape enhancement. So we did a large bond, or the next one's for infrastructure. And similar to that, to this one, I don't think at that point, Allen Street, we thought it might come out of that project, but we didn't know. So this is similar to this, is just giving us a method for taking in the grant money into that account and spending the grant money without increasing our city spending.
That's where we're going for it. Right. Great. Thank you. Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you, George Martin.
Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Moriarty while he's up here? Thank you very much. Any further questions on the resolution? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk.
All the persons Truworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
DeFranzo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, right.
Salvio.
Yes.
Babone.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
14-0, Your Honor.
Thank you. Motion carries. Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 6.
Second. Seconded by Alderwoman Magnuszewski.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is another grant fund. It's to increase the street infrastructure appropriation for Allen Street and the reconstruction phase 1 of the project. The City of New Britain has been selected to receive state funds under the Local Transportation Capital Improvement Program, otherwise known as, this is LOTSIP.
LOTSIP.
LOTSIP, which has 100% state participation ratio. It's for $1.6 million, and I urge its adoption.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor. I don't have any questions. I just want to say I do want to thank the mayor for your persistence on this effort, Mayor O'Brien and Mayor Stewart and our state delegation.
I thought he was going
to
give me all the credit.
Yeah. No, this one's been out there for a long time. And for anybody who's been on the claims committee, we know that Allen Street is a mess. If you just walk down it, or as I sometimes do, jog down it, it is in bad need of construction. Kudos to and for the persistence of Director Moriarty, who's been pushing this also, but especially a big shout thanks to Betty Bukas and our delegation up there, who has $1.6 million is not a small dollar amount for state aid for that road. That's going to cost a whole boatload of money. We already have our own authorization out it, and it is much needed. And I just wanted to make sure that people know this is finally starting to come to fruition here. So thank you.
Thank you, Alderman.
Yes,
Your Honor.
Alderman Salerno.
Thank you, Your Honor. Through Your Honor, I just want to echo what Alderman Truworthy has stated. Just kind of stole the thunder on that and grabbed it, and I'm glad he did, because I can't tell you how many times we've had complaints about Allen Street and concerns of when's it going to be happening, when's it going to be get done, when it's going to be finished, and when's it going to start. So consequently, we have this, and it's just a commendation to everyone involved who's been able to push this forward and recognize this is a severe problem in that particular area. It's probably one of the worst roads that I can think of in terms of the city. I think everywhere else is in pretty good shape comparatively. So again, thank you to everyone.
Alderman Pabon, whose business is off of Allen Street, and I'm sure he's going to say something about that.
Through you, Mayor, I don't know how much is this going to cover of Allen Street. Is it going to be the whole street or portion? No.
A portion of it, I believe, but Director Moriarty. Yeah,
It gets us past about past the plaza where the old dollar store was.
Yeah.
It's the first point. But in addition to that, I mean, we are planning on doing a. I mean, this, the important thing about this is like this is the first complete project, but also this year we're planning on doing a skim mill and overlay for the rest of Allen Street. So I mean, as far as the biggest people have with Allen Street is just rideability and the potholes. So be addressing that for the entire length of the city portion of Allen Street this year. But full reconstruction, which Allen Street has significant stormwater drainage and sewer issues. So we're addressing the daily problem that people have with Allen Street in completion this year. There's still a lot of work that's going to need to be done there, but the complaints should really be minimal after this year.
As long as the roads are taken care of.
Yeah.
Who cares about the plumbing?
Okay. Well, you care if you're one of the houses that.
That's the biggest issue.
All right, thank you.
You don't care if you have that stuff in your basement. Alderman Truworthy.
I don't know if I heard you, or it's up to the Dollar General, which is Oak Street right there.
Oak Street.
From Stanley to Oak?
From Farmington. To
other way.
Farmington.
From Farmington up to Oak.
That's what this money's for?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
But the other end is still going to get paved.
So let's clarify that again. Okay. So from Farmington to Oak, that's what these dollars are going to go for. And then from Oak Street to Stanley Street.
It's just a mill and paving project.
And as I might have a slight disagreement with Alderman Pabon about the plumbing, although I think he said it in jest, the number of the backups. Could you speak just to, we've had a tremendous number of backups that sewer problems there where, you know, it's like the third or fourth time that the house gets backed up there. And maybe people don't know this, but if you stand in on a couple claims committee, it only takes you three or four and a good before you're there and you realize that's one of the areas where it has. What's the plan for the underneath the roads on Allen Street?
We continue to pursue funding for the remainder of the project. So we're addressing the rideability, but we're still pursuing funding for the rest of the project through several funds. Many of the names that you mentioned initially are still working on pursuing funding for the rest of the project.
And the total estimated dollar amount that you're looking at?
$4 million.
Another $4 million?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Could be a little more, but about four.
Thanks.
Any other questions? Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Clerk, Caldwell.
Call the persons Truworthy.
Yes.
Magnuszewski.
Yes.
Black.
Yes.
Collins.
Yes.
Platosh.
Yes.
Carlozzi.
Yes.
DeFranzo.
Yes.
Salvio.
Yes.
Pabon.
Yes.
Giantonio.
Yes.
Smedley.
Yes.
Salerno.
Yes.
Naples.
Yes.
Belinsky.
Yes.
14-0, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. Make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 7.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Giantonio.
Resolution number 7 is also a grant acceptance of dollars for a fire prevention grant for the fire department. It's in the amount of $500, and I urge adoption.
Questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Giantonio.
Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and refer to the Committee on Administration, Finance, and Law, Resolution number 8.
Second. Seconded by Alderman Pabon.
Thank you, Your Honor. Resolution number 8, Alderman Salerno and I were actually approached by the Ethics Commission. They wanted to take a look at the current ordinance on ethics and look to beef up our ethics code. I know the Ethics Committee did some work looking at surrounding towns and some of the language they had, and this is what they submitted. I purposely didn't make any edits or anything to it, figuring that we could send it to committee, talk about it in committee, encourage the Ethics Committee members who were involved in putting this together to join us there, and come up with some changes to the ethics code that can add a little bit more teeth to it. And I urge referral. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. Any questions, comments on the referral? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, we're going to resolution 11. Alderwoman Belinsky.
Thank you, Your Honor. Make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 11.
Seconded by Alderman Giantonio.
Originally, I was going to go into executive session on resolution number 11 so that the mayor could probably put more color around this, but I've been told that it's not appropriate, and I am willing to answer whatever questions that I know with regards to it. However, everyone I think knows New Britain Emergency Medical Services is services the city of New Britain for 911 emergency response. They are not a city entity. Most people think that they are. They were established by the city years ago in the 70s, I believe, but they are not a city entity. They do have the service area though, and they are exclusive to New Britain, and we've been very lucky to have them to service New Britain for 911 response, and they work in conjunction with our fire department for first responder to save lives every year. The resolution outlines the terms of the agreement, but basically what the resolution does is it extends the agreement for an additional 5 years for New Britain EMS. We have a tentative agreement. Should it pass this council this evening, then that agreement would go into place. And from what I understand, it is 5 years for the agreement, and an additional 5 years in 1 year increments at the discretion of the city. So that, and the mayor knows very well that it is the duties of the city to have emergency 911 response services in place. And Bruce Baxter, I did want to say, was not able to be here. He had a conflict. He did not know it was going to be on this council agenda. He thought it was going to be on the next agenda. We added it in to go ahead and get it passed on this agenda. And I urge adoption. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderwoman. Questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Back to resolution number 9. Alderman Carlos. We're going back to 9 and then.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to make a motion to accept and adopt resolution number 9.
Seconded by Alderman Pabon.
Your Honor, this is the 2015 Neighborhood Assistance Act program. Under Chapter 228A of the Connecticut statutes, the Neighborhood Assistance Act provides tax credits for business firms, that contribute financially to community programs that have received both municipal and state of Connecticut Department of Revenue Services approval. And on the back of this, there are 21 different groups that do provide services that would be eligible for tax credits. And I urge its adoption.
Thank you very much. Questions? Comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Truitt.
Yeah, thank you. We're going into item 10. That's the last item on the agenda.
You go.
Prior to you, the council taking up item 10, I'd like to ask that item 10 is the 2015 consolidated plan for the HUD programs. There's a conflict of interest on my part. HUD deems that there's a conflict of interest on my part, although there's no, I'd like to be recused. My sister is an employee of the Human Resources Agency as an assistant teacher, and as such, under the arcane rules of the Housing and Urban Development Department, they've deemed that there's a conflict of interest, so I ask to be recused from that debate and discussion and excused from the meeting.
Adios.
See ya.
Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. I also ask that I be recused from this next item. Again, under the arcane rules of HUD, I do have, in full disclosure, a number of clients who are employees at some of these different organizations. And someone might think it's fungible somehow or another that I probably have a benefit on voting on this stuff. So therefore, I will recuse myself. And given that this is the last item on the agenda, I will also excuse myself from the remainder of the meeting and not return. Thank you, Your Honor.
Ciao.
You guys discuss all you want.
Knoxville Biscom.
Alderman DeFranzo.
Unfortunately, I have to recuse myself also due to a conflict of interest with the one of the applicants. The Board of Education has applied for some money for a summer program that I work as a part of, so it is a conflict, and I do need to recuse myself.
Do you agree that the rules are arcane?
They are arcane, but they are arcane, but they're the rules. So
goodbye, Alderman.
I have conflicts with all these conflicts.
Yeah, right.
Let's all go home.
Nah, Alderman Giantonio. Who's going to recuse him? No, I'm just kidding.
No. Thank you, Your Honor. I make a motion to accept and refer to the HUD Grants Committee Resolution Number 10.
Seconded by Alderwoman Belinsky.
As we heard, this is the consolidated plan for HUD programs, and I urge referral.
Questions, comments, recusals? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn made by Alderman Giantonio. Seconded by Alderman Belinsky. Anyone opposed to that? Didn't think so. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. This meeting is adjourned at 8:44 p.m. Thank you very much, and the HUD Grants Committee will meet next. In a few minutes.